Welcome to today's podcast, Design for Life. Life wasn't created at a whim, nor should it be lived that way. This podcast is taken from the Sunday message. It is designed to strengthen the believer's walk and those who have not come to faith to recognize God has designed life to be lived with purpose. I am Pastor David, the assistant pastor at Bethel Gilead Community Church, also known as the Church on Block Road. Here is Pastor Paul Alger with this week's message, Serving Our Fellow Man.
I want to tell you that it's a humbling thing to be asked to fill the pulpit. To stand up here and speak for God, who can do that? Who rightly can do that? But this morning I want to share with you some things that are really important in my life and important on my heart. I believe absolutely critical in the Scripture and what Jesus taught us. I'm going to start out by talking about what's going on today. In my lifetime, I've witnessed tremendous change. And so some of you sitting out there are just like me. It's unbelievable the change has happened in one lifetime. The level of acceptable behavior has gone steadily down. I remember as a young boy, it was commonplace for men to open doors for women and women to always go first and for men to treat women with respect and honor. And then I remember when we were told that it was an insult to do that to women. I still don't believe that, but I remember hearing that. Now, many women are treated just like the guys. And I don't like that. I don't think that's good, but that's where we are in our society. Marriage was always the only acceptable place for sexual activity. That was when I was a boy. That was the way it was. Now we're giving birth control to junior and senior hires because sex is condoned for everybody in our society. Now you're sitting there and you say, it's not in my life, it's not. Not in my mind, it's not. But in our society, it is. It's a sad thing to watch as Satan is getting a grip on this world and pulling it down and pulling hard on us, trying to bring us down also. Being neighborly was always the thing when I was a boy. I knew all my neighbors, knew all my neighbor kids around the block. I knew their parents. My parents knew their parents, etc. I've lived where I've lived now for, 18 years, I believe? 18 years. And there's still some neighbors around me that I've talked to over the fence occasionally, but I don't know them because that's all they want to do. There was one neighbor who this year has become neighborly with us. After 18 years, we've lived beside each other for 18 years. They were my next door neighbor. But prior to that, my wife at times took something over, cookies maybe, over to them. And they greet her at the door, take the cookies, say thank you, and close the door and go in the house. And talk to us over the fence, but never come in our yard. We never really went in their yard, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about. But that's the world we live in. We're told now, don't go see somebody unless you call them first. Right? Do you know that? I don't like that. I like it for someone to just stop and say hi. Hey, I was just coming by, and I saw you in your yard. I wanted to say hi. I think that's a good thing. Our world is fast getting out of control. Morals have fallen to an all-time low. So what can you do about it? What can we do about it? Is there anything that we can do about it? I believe there is. Jesus said to his followers, you are to be salt and light in the world. You are to influence the world. Don't let the world just fall apart, rot away. You're to be the salt that keeps it and holds it. We are to be involved wherever we can to be influences for good. And Jesus was our perfect example. I want to look at him for just a minute and how he lived his life and what he did. If you want to go to your Bible, Mark chapter 10, verse 42 through 45. I want to read that, and then I want to talk a little bit about what it says. Mark chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus, speaking of himself, "I didn't come here to be served. I came here to serve." And he demonstrated in his life. He fed the hungry. When they needed food, he made sure it was available to them. He spoke words of peace and hope to all those who would listen while he was ministering. He raised the dead. Several times he did that. He healed many of the broken. He died willingly and then rose again to show that he has power over death. He has life within him. He was the perfect, selfless servant. He gave of himself until he died, sacrificed himself for you and I. Mark chapter 10 says, he's speaking to us, of course, and he's saying to us, you are to be the servants of all. The leaders of this world lord it over us. They demand our money to do with what they want to do. They make rules and laws to control us that don't affect them. You see that recently? How many laws don't affect those who are in political power. They force us to conform to their whims and their wishes. They put themselves first of all. They are proud, and they see themselves as deserving a high place, deserving a place of honor. Now, this morning, I'm not going to have you follow these scriptures. They're in your bulletin. You can see them, and I'm just going to quickly look at them and tell you what's in them. But here are some scriptures that Jesus said, things that Jesus said to you and I, okay? Mark 9, 33 to 37. "He who welcomes little children, welcome me." Mark 10, 29 to 31. "He who leaves all for me and the gospel will receive 100 times more in your life." Mark 12, 29 to 31. "Love your neighbor as yourself." Mark 16, 15 to 16. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Luke 9, 23 and 24. "He who loses his life for me will save it." Luke 18, 14, "He who humbles himself will be exalted." John 13, 12 through 17, "I have set you an example. Do as I have done." Jesus is the great example. He's the one who showed us the way. But he didn't just do it to do it. He did it to show us what could be done, how we too could be servants of others. "Not so with you," he said. "You who follow me, if you want to know what greatness is, you will be the servant of others." Do you serve others? "If you want to truly be first, you must be slave of all." That's difficult for us to even read. You must be slave of all. In the heart of Jesus, those who put themselves in the places of honor are last. You raise yourself up, in Jesus' eyes, you just push yourself down. If you put yourself down in front of somebody to help them, in Jesus' eyes, he smiles and lifts you up. And those who put themselves last will be first in Jesus' heart. In our community, in any community, without organizations and people who do acts of service and acts of kindness, without that, the community becomes a very drab place, a very difficult place. But every community, especially ours here in Branch County, There are lots of nonprofits and service clubs that provide wholesome encouragement and services that enhance the people, enhance our community. Many of these organizations were formed by Christians. Not all of them, but many of them are, or were, and still operate under that umbrella. Some were formed by Christians and now have kind of slipped away from that, but they're still serving. They're still doing good. Even the non-Christian, well, all of these organizations, the Christian ones, need volunteers. I'm standing before you today and tell you I've been involved in several organizations, these kinds of organizations. The biggest problem is getting enough people to do the jobs that you want to do, doing the things that you see need to be done. And there just aren't enough people who give themselves, who volunteer. And I stand for you today and say, we ought to be the ones that volunteer. We ought to be the ones that fill those jobs and those places of service. But I want to say also that even those non-Christian organizations need Christian volunteers. Where else are you going to be salt and light? If we're not part of those, my daughter convinced me to join Kiwanis. Now, Kiwanis is not a Christian organization. Now, they're favorable toward Christianity and Christian organizations, but they're an organization that really ministers or helps children. They do things for children. And it's been a real joy for me to be part of that and be part of these people who aren't necessarily the same place I am spiritually. But yet, I've become friends with some people I never would have known. And it's a great thing in my life. I encourage you to consider this. These nonprofits and these service organizations out there are doing good. They could do more good if they had more people. I know we've been involved in the EB Center for a long time. And there are lots of things we want to do at the EB Center that we just can't do. We just don't have the bodies, the hands and the feet to do it. So they don't get done. They sit on the back burner saying, well, when we figure out how to find some people who will help us, then we'll move forward and do these things. So I ask you, as a devoted follower of Jesus, what do you do to serve? What is it in your life that you do to serve? Do you feed the hungry? There was a time when I used to say, there are not any hungry people out there. Well, I found out that's not true. There are hungry people out there. And some of them can't help themselves, especially some elderly, and there are some others who just can't seem to help themselves. They need someone to help. Do you comfort the sick? Do you do anything? Do you help those who are struggling physically? I think I need to make a little disclaimer here. Not everybody can go volunteer at the EB Center or at Beginnings Care, or not everyone has time necessarily because you work or whatever it is in your life. But everyone can help. Every one of you can help. Some work too much. You're working all the time. You don't have any free time. You hardly see your spouse or your kids because of your work. But because of your work, you're making money. You could help some organization with financial help. And I suggest that everyone should consider that. Consider helping nonprofits and those organizations. Do you sacrifice your comforts? Look what Jesus did. He said he didn't even have a pillow to lay his head on. Do you sacrifice? He did. He's calling us to follow his example. If everyone was a devoted servant like you, would your community be a better place or a worse place? You need to consider that. So what can you do? Where can you volunteer to make a difference? Is there a place for you? I was thinking today, there's a lot of excuses for why you can't volunteer. Those of you, I don't see Dale here today. I was going to embarrass him, but he's not here. Dale Davis has always been somebody who volunteered. He helped around the church. He'd do whatever he could do to help. Okay. But you know now Dale has trouble even walking. He's sick and sickly. And yet, he spearheaded the hog roast. He saw to it that that hog was roasted. I'm not sure if he stayed up all night. Did he? He did. Stayed up all night. He's recruited help. But doesn't matter. You would say, well, we don't expect Dale to volunteer. Do you? I don't. But he did. I tell you, there's a place for you. Maybe it's just what you know that will be of help, and you need to be there to make sure that those who don't know can find out or can know. So what I've done this morning, I've asked some people, and there's some of you that are sitting here, I haven't asked you. But if you fit this, you get an opportunity. I have a roving mic. Kevin's going to go around with a microphone. And those of you who are going to speak, you need a microphone so that those who are watching at home can hear what is said, okay? So, Kevin, if you want to get ready, I'm going to ask this morning, if you are a volunteer in some organization and you'd like to promote that organization, tell us who you are first, what the organization is, what it does, and what kind of volunteers are needed in that organization, okay? So this morning, you're going to get an opportunity to see some of your fellow members tell about where they serve and what opportunities are out there. So who's going to be first? I spoke to a number of you. Somebody pop up here and let's go. Okay, we have one right there, Kevin. Is the green light on? Push the button. Oh, there you go. They'll adjust.
My name is Amy Lunchkowski. I volunteer. I'm the director of the Night to Shine in Branch County. And I wrote notes down so that I don't... I could go on for an hour about this amazing project. It's a formal prom for people with developmental disabilities. This was created by Tim Tebow, so it is a Christian founded organization, and it happens in 80 countries around the world on the same night. So if you can imagine how amazing that is. They have a catered meal, boutonnieres and corsages. They play games and win prizes. Their pictures are taken in a wheelchair accessible photo booth. And they get to sing karaoke with Anna from Frozen, which is a huge deal. And they take limo rides, which is an even huger deal. I don't get it, but it's a huge draw. And all of this is possible because of volunteers. Volunteers in the kitchen and servers help with the games, help in the sensory room, and volunteers to help set up and take down. We do this all in one night, so we... set up in one night, and we take down that same night. So we need volunteers for that. So if the Lord lays it on your heart to volunteer in any of these areas, please let me know. My name is in the directory. It's the only Lunchkowski in there, I promise. Also, if you know anyone with a disability 18 and up, mention this to them. We'd love to have them. And if you have any questions, I'm here every Sunday.
How many of you have volunteered at Night to Remember? Raise your hand. Look at that. That's really cool. Okay. Who's next? Right behind you back there.
My name is Linda Penn, and I've been a volunteer at Beginnings Care for Life in different capacities for probably the last 25 years. They've been around since about 1997, I think, founded by a group of Christians in Coldwater for a place to originally offer free pregnancy tests and counseling for young women. Become a lot more than that. It is beginning care for life. So they offer, I have a list of all the things they offer, healthy relationships education, parenting and life skills education. They have a earning and learning program. Jane was here last month to talk to Women's Fellowship about that. When the parents or the moms come in and go through some parenting classes, they earn points. And with the points, they can get diapers or baby clothes or items for their house. Options consultation if they're abortion-minded. They do have an ultrasound to confirm the pregnancy. Then they have maternity clothes. They have brand new baby clothes that they can get with their points, or they have gently used items. There's referrals for additional services and just ongoing friendship and support. They also have a fatherhood mentoring program. The guys get to use the center on Tuesday night, and that is where some more senior Christian men mentor these guys that are working on being good dads. How can you help? Jane brought a list for us. They always need peer counselors to meet with the clients. But if you don't really want to be in that capacity, you could work in the clothing room, sorting and organizing clothes, cleaning and maintenance. A lot of you know they moved into a new building about 5 years ago, and it's bigger and needs more upkeep. Clerical help, you can help with mailings and paperwork and data entry. She talked to us about the new computer system that they have there. Doing phone work. Helping with press releases, advertising. They have a newsletter. Helping with the website. Helping with special events. Mary Jo was at the 5K and the 2 mile walk that we had in June. And being on the board, they're always looking for leaders to be on the board. They also have one of their big fundraisers coming up next month. October 12th, and I have information on that. We have a couple tables reserved. If you want to be a guest, see me, and I'll give you some information on that.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
I don't know if I, but I'm going to. my name's Mary Jo Evans, and I'm a delegate for the Republican Party. I've been a delegate since I moved here in 2009. I'm not going to get political or anything, but I have wanted to be involved in the Republican Party because I want to be my voice voice into the things that are happening in our political realm with the things that are going in Lansing and also in the D.C. It's a good opportunity to meet a lot of people from the other districts, the other counties. So it's a blessing. And like Paul had said earlier, you know, Satan's working overtime, and he's trying to take as many people with him to hell. And people that do not know the gospel, have not heard the gospel, it's an opportunity for me to tell them of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his salvation. And there's many ways that you can help in the Republican Party. You get to meet the different politicians and make your voice known, what you want for your community. And so I just want to thank everybody for listening to me. But I'm not trying to get political, but I think sometimes we as citizens, we need to voice our opinion and get involved, because we need Christians in the political realm of Washington, D.C. and also in Lansing, because this is our country. God gave it to us, but Satan is trying to take over our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Right up here.
I'm Donna Green, and I represent the Brunson Food Pantry. I don't know, there's probably a lot of you are unaware that our church is involved with, as a body of five churches from Brunson in the area that man the Brunson Food Pantry. It's open one day a week on Mondays, every Monday from 9 to 3. And I'm lucky enough to have some faithful followers, or not followers, but volunteers. Greg and Nikki volunteer almost every time, and Marsha Wilcox and Mary Ellen Turner. Of course, there's times that they can't be there, and I have other people they're so willing to fill in, and I've worked there for several years. Each church has one or two members from their church on the board, and I am one of the board members for the food pantry. Notes here. Anybody can come to the food pantry. There's no requirements, anything. Just all you have to do is come and register. All you need to give them is your name and address and how many is in your household, because the amount of food that you are allotted or can pick up is determined by the size of your household. We are under the thumb, so to speak, of the food pantry of South Central Michigan, and we have to report to them how many families and how many people we have served, and so that is reported. So that is part of the job at the food pantry, is to take this data down and record your visit. So if anybody is in need, all you had to do is come and register. That's all the questions that are asked, is your name and address and how many is in your family. The only so-called requirement, we ask that you only come once a month, but we never turn anybody down. If anybody comes and says they need food before their month is up, they get whatever they need. We've been really blessed. We get most of the food from the food the South Central Michigan's food pantry, as well as you know, all the donations that come in. So I really appreciate my volunteers that help me out all the time, and you're welcome to sign up anytime.
So if you want to volunteer for that organization, you see Donna. All right, very good.
Hi, I'm Sarah Horn, and I'm going to speak on behalf of Good, Better, Best, also known as GBB. So what is Good, Better, Best? A lot of people don't know what it is. It's a store that's located in Coldwater. It receives gently used items from people that they no longer want, and then it gets put on sale for the public to come in and purchase. A Good, Better, Best is there are products that are good, there are products that are a little bit better, and there are products that are really good or considered the best. And so there's a rotation of products that come through the store. It's from clothing, kitchen items, baby stuff, toys, all different kinds of things we get given to us. And it gets priced at greatly reduced prices. You can get some really good deals. Right now there's really good deals on Halloween costumes for kids. It's an organization that was started in 2019. They had their first garage sale at the EB Center. So it is a Christian organization started by a Christian lady, and it falls under the umbrella of the EB Center. And since then, each year, they raise a little more money each year. And what they do with that money is they give it away to people who are maybe continuing education. So a lot of high school seniors receive scholarships. So if you're a high school senior, it's a great place to apply for a scholarship. All you have to do is apply. If the funds are there, they'll be granted, and you have to maybe volunteer a few hours to receive your funds. But it's also there for teachers in the community. It's not just Coldwater. It's a Branch County thing. And so the teachers, I think most people know, teachers need extra stuff in the classrooms the government doesn't fund for, and so they often do it out of their own pocket. So we will help, GBB helps with that. The teachers will apply for a scholarship, and then the scholarship committee reviews that. If the funds are there, they award scholarships. So a lot of the teachers will get $500 easy. To put towards something that they need for their classrooms to help educate the kids. So it's certainly a community benefiting organization. And we, of course, it's been said, we need volunteers. Lots of volunteers. So how can you help? Well, one, you can donate your gently used items, and you can volunteer. We don't require that you be, work at the center, you can come in and work on the days that are open and be a cashier and help people shop. Or you can work in the comfort of your home. We need people to sometimes wash things that are given to us that are, you know, need to be washed before they're put out for sale. Price things. You can work at the store. We have, Flo here helps clean the store. There's lots of things to do behind the scenes. Right now, we need people that are willing to pre-sort clothes. We need a toy coordinator. We need baby linen coordinator and kitchen items. We have a big kitchen item section. And if those are things that you can't help with, then we also will receive. If you want to give just to the grant fund, then that works too.
Alex, you want to tell us what the problem is there? Okay. All right.
I'm Melissa Houts, and I am on the board of Joppa House, and Matt and Kendra can't be here, so I thought I would mention that group. If you don't know, Joppa House is a home for those that have alcohol or drug addictions that are trying to learn how to live without that, and they have done a marvelous work, and it's been a hard road for them. They give a lot of time to these men that struggle and don't know how to live without their addiction. So I know they're looking for another board member at this point, volunteers at the house, donations of food and different things. Anything that you would like to be involved with, you can contact Matt and Kendra or tell me and I can go to the board with it. But it's a great organization founded by two people that have been there.
And they definitely need financial support. So that's one of their biggest struggles, is keeping up financially.
Hi, it's me again. I also volunteer with Reach for the Forgotten at the jail. And so I want to talk to you about that. It used to be called Forgotten Man Ministries, but it's a little more inclusive if you call it Reach the Forgotten. We bring Bible lessons to the male and female inmates at the Branch County Jail. We also bring them AA and Christian counseling. We're in need of soft cover Bibles. Everything has to be soft cover. Life recovery Bibles. So to give you an idea, a box of 25 life recovery Bibles is $150. So if you want to donate your money, you can donate to the website Reach the Forgotten, or you can make checks payable to Reach the Forgotten, and I can give them to Chaplain Jessica. Or if you want to be part of the counseling, or like what I do is once a month, I go in and I give a Bible study lesson to the inmates. And you don't have to go into the pods. We can't go into the pods yet. So if that's something that you're uncomfortable with, don't worry. We don't go into the pods with the inmates. There's no contact right now. There's still COVID. we do it over a video, live stream video, and it goes right into their TVs. So we have their undivided attention.
I'm Gary Williams. I'm involved with the Coachee B Home Store. About a year ago, the opportunity came to the EB Center to take over what was the Branch County Habitat for Humanity. And so we've been very blessed to continue some of the things that Habitat was doing, not all the same projects, but in many ways, similarly, continuing the work that they were doing. We've been building handicap ramps for people. Joppa Ministry is one that we just recently did. We have some people that are very faithful and have continued there and are good helpers, but we often come up shorthanded on manpower. many times. There was a complaint just a few days ago that the ladies couldn't get stuff into a car because there just wasn't enough muscle power to get the work done. So any given day of the week, we could always use just at least one extra man. I got thinking when Paul mentioned this, and it reminded me that Jesus was almost proud to say that he was a man without a home. Thank you. And it caused me to ponder that we are often caught up with our own world of being in our own piece of the rock, and maybe it's hard to see what the rest of society deals with as homeless. I recently watched an episode of a show that's called Call the Midwives, and the senior matron there was challenged by somebody about, how can you have sympathy for me? You don't understand my world. You live inside your habit. And so she took off her habit and set it aside and put on street clothes and went out one day, and she was startled by a vendor who said, how are you doing, pretty lady? And it set her back to realize that in her world, she was recognized by the habit she lived in. And so I would encourage people to perhaps somehow set aside what is your habits and step out in the world.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
Okay, I promise this, just one more. I also volunteer with the Sheriff's Department on the Victim Services Unit. It is not a Christian-based organization. However, we do amazing things. We are the liaison between victims of fire, death. There's car accidents where there's death, things like that. And we get called out by 911. And we go to the scene in groups of two. And we are the liaison between the family, living family members, and the police or the fire department. We can pray with them, and which we always ask. My whole team, they're amazing. And we're always looking for more people. And if that's something that it's not for everyone, I promise you it's not for everyone, but it is for some. So if the Lord lays that on your heart, please let me know.
Kevin, right here.
Well, I'm Kathy Alger, and other than what Paul has said about the EB Center, I guess I should say a couple words here. I no longer volunteer at the EB Center the way I used to, but I'm still involved in some ways. And one of the things that you said is, it doesn't matter how you give, but you give what you have. And in these days, I give more of my experience and expertise and knowledge that I've learned over the years. I do a lot of talking with those who are in the leadership now, and just giving my opinion sometimes. And sometimes they take the opinion. Sometimes they throw it away, you know. But that's okay. But anyway, it's a place that we reach out to people. We say we reach children at risk. And you know, the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter your socioeconomic stand in community. Every child is at risk in one way or another. We have a broad spectrum of people that we reach. We have those in the very low socioeconomic. We have those who are from well-to-do homes. But they all need someone to love them, to accept them exactly the way they are, and to show them the way of Jesus Christ. That's what we do. We not only minister to them, but to their families in the best way we can. And everybody who walks through the door, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how old you are. You are welcomed. You are respected. And you are accepted for who you are, the way you are. And then we just love them in Jesus Christ. And we always need money and lots of volunteers.
Okay, coats for kids is one place you could volunteer with the at the EB Center. You could help with that. There's food distribution now. We do once a month at the EB Center. And it's crazy how many people there are who come by who need food and come to get a box of food. Anybody else? Anybody got one, an organization you volunteer at or maybe you know about? Right up here. Oh, got one back there.
I'm involved in 4-H and have been for long.
You got to keep it right up to your mouth.
I'm a leader, been a leader for at least 15 years, but the Franks are highly involved. I guess ways you can help with 4-H are to support the fair. You can work at the EAT stand, volunteer at the EAT stand that supports our clubs. Go to the auctions and give a support to the kids selling their animals or purchase an animal. You can purchase an animal and it can go to feed the need also. lots of ways to support there. Steve has coached numerous sports for 22 years. and we need people to coach these kids in our area that have good moral standards. And currently, we need umpires. Dave, Caleb, and Steve have been involved in the Sandy Koufax for a few years now, coaching. Steve runs that league. He's ready to kind of pass that on, but he wants to make sure it goes to somebody who is an honest person and in it for the right reasons for the kids.
All right. Thank you. Up here, Rick.
Keep Kevin on his toes a little bit, right? I just wanted to mention it's a little different. The last couple of years I've gotten involved with the Gilead Lake Association on the board there. It's a volunteer job. It's not a Christian organization. But it is humbling to me to see how you can influence folks in your neighborhood, get to know your neighbors, but being that salt and light, we're a board, a group of people who are also volunteering to try and move the association forward and make sure that people are following the rules or that we're trying to protect the fish population, whatever the goal is, to come from that point of service like Jesus taught us, I think is really needed. Guys in your communities, on your boards, on your associations, not a Christian organization, but hopefully that influence. Now, usually at our board meetings, too, if we're doing a diaper drive or something, our board gets to hear about it, too. So we usually can scrape a little money out of them, too.
Yeah, one of the things I found volunteering at Kiwanis was it gave me an opportunity to influence them to support organizations that I think are really Christian-based and are doing good work in the community. And they listen because I'm a member. They listen to me, and they respond. So I encourage you to find a place to serve. I'm going to ask, if you volunteer someplace, I want you to raise your hand. If you volunteer someplace. All right, very good. A high percentage of us do. And I encourage you to continue that. So the question is, do you have a place to serve? Do you have a place where you serve? Is your community a better place or a worse place because of your involvement, your amount of service? And will Jesus be able to say to you at your judgment, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in and join me in your reward. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would use these few moments this morning to encourage someone to step up and find a place where they could be salt and light in this world. We aren't all able to preach. We aren't all able to teach. We're not all able to lift and carry, but we're all able to do something. And Lord, I pray you'd help each one of us point out in our life what we could do, what we have to offer, and then help us, Lord, guide us to a place where we can serve and serve you as we serve others and those around us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending time to listen to today's podcast, Design for Life. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, let me encourage you to donate to this ministry. You will find a donate tab at BethelGilead.org. Until then, go out and experience the design for life as God's ambassadors commissioned to a world in need of the gospel. God bless.